Hello and welcome to the program. We are in Revelation chapter 8. We'll begin at verse number 10. We're looking at the third trumpet, the prophecies concerning that trumpet. Have your Bible ready. Revelation 8, verse number 10 and 11, we read, "And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the water because they were made bitter." We're going to look at this in a minute. The things that are about to happen in this world is called the rapture of the Christian, first of all, and then a terrible time called the tribulation period. We're looking at that. Time is short. What we need to do is make this our prayer. If you're a Christian today, we need to be witnessing as never before to lost people concerning their need to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Make this your prayer. Speak, my Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me.
get into this portion of the prophecies of the book of Revelation, we read in Revelation 6:17, "The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" We've seen trumpet number one and number two, and now number three. I want to read that one again, Revelation 8, verse 10. "And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter." And so as this portion of Scripture opened, Jesus will give the command, and the third angel will sound his trumpet. At that point, a comet will begin its course towards this earth. The effects of a comet, according to reports on the internet, if a comet hit this world, it says if an asteroid hit on land, there would be a huge amount of dust thrown up into the atmosphere. If it hit in the water, then there would be an increase in water vapor in the atmosphere. This would result in an increase in rain, resulting in landslides and mudslides. Regionally, there might be earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis due to the increase of kinetic energy. The report goes on to say if the asteroid is large enough, the things that are mentioned here could be global in impact. They said a large asteroid equals 1 million tons of TNT. In the age in which we're living, toxic waste has been buried deep within the earth, and it will spill from its containers into the springs of water, and these waters will become poisonous. Within weeks of this great asteroid that's mentioned here in Revelation chapter 8 hitting our earth, thousands upon thousands of people will die from drinking bitter water. Way back in Jeremiah 9, verse number 15, Jeremiah prophesied, God said, "I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink." Once again, Revelation, verse number 11 and chapter 8 said, "And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter." Verse 12, we come to the fourth trumpet, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And so the angel who will be holding the fourth trumpet will get the signal from the Lord, and he will sound his trumpet. Apparently, a volcano will erupt, sending hundreds of millions of tons of ash and soot into the atmosphere. The jet stream will carry this ash and soot all over the world. One-third of the earth will not receive any light from the sun, the moon, or the stars, and crops will fail, and global famine will be the result of the fourth trumpet. In verse number 13, we read, "And I beheld, and lo, an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." What this is saying here is the next three trumpets are judgments that are worse than the first four. This, as a result, will get the attention of all Christ-rejecting people on this earth at this time, as the 144,000 that are sent out preach during the tribulation period. Verse number 1, chapter 9, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit." Now, as we look at Scripture, if the plain sense of Scripture makes common sense, don't seek any other sense. So we have here, it says, a star fell from heaven. But it goes on to say, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So obviously, when something is symbolic, the star here is symbolic, it is explained, usually in the immediate context or somewhere within the chapter, it is explained somewhere that it is symbolic. And here, it's right here in the same verse, a star fell from heaven, but to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Well, this pit is about to be opened, and things are really going to get vicious in this world. In Revelation 9, verse 2, it says, he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and upon them was given power, as the scorpions of earth have power. Now, prior to the fifth trumpet, the 144,000 preachers will present the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. As a result, there will be three distinct groups of people in the world. We'll have the saints, those who get saved during the tribulation period. We'll have the religious wicked who remain loyal to their religions. And we'll have the non-religious wicked who refuse any religious connection whatsoever. And so Satan's miracle-working demonstrations will convince the religious that he is God. Of course, he presents himself here, and he's called the Antichrist. In Revelation 13:13, referring to him, it says, he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast, they should be killed. We're going to pick this up here in the next program. This program's a little shorter than some of them, but we need to stop, maybe listen to it again, and digest what is really going on here. Once again, we read in 2 Peter 1, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. God has given us a picture of our age way back in Genesis, where we have the story of Noah, and Noah preached to the people. But we read back there that they bought, they sold, they married, they given in marriage. They just went on living, ignoring everything that Noah had to say. Well, there was a remnant, and that remnant went into the ark. The rest died. One of these days, and it's coming very, very quickly, Jesus is coming back again. What then?
When the great busy plants of our cities shall have turned out their last finished work, when the merchants have sold their last order and dismissed every last weary clerk, when our banks have raked in their last dollar and have paid out their last dividend, when the judge of the earth wants a hearing and he asks for a balance, what then? What then? What then? When he asks for a balance, what then? When the choir has sung its last anthem and the preacher has voiced his last prayer, when the people have heard their last sermon and the sound has died out in the air, when the Bible lies closed on the altar and the pews are all empty of men, when each one stands facing his record and the great book is opened, what then? What then? What then? When the great book is opened, what then? When the actors have played their last drama and the mimic has made his last fun, when the movie has flashed its last picture and the billboard displayed its last run, when the crowd seeking pleasure has vanished, gone out in the darkness again. When the trumpet of ages has sounded and we stand before him, what then? What then? What then? When we stand before him, what then? When the bugle call sinks into silence and the long marching column stands still, when the captain repeats his last orders and they've captured the last fort and hill, when the flag has been hauled from the masthead, all the wounded afield have checked in, and the world that rejected its Savior is asked for a reason, what then? What then? What then? When you're asked for a reason, what then?